Hello everybody out there, this is Will, and welcome to Living Well with Will. Living Well with Will is a digital, visual, audio, and social media platform to provide you out there with thought-provoking and meaningful content to influence the way you think, look, feel, socially interact, give, and live. Join me each week as I go down the rabbit hole with some of my amazing co-hosts and friends to talk about the things we all think inside our head and feel inside our hearts, but too afraid to talk about. So today's segment is a little bit of a deviation from how I usually start my podcast, with a story of my testimony. So I was born into the world to an absent father. And by that, I mean, he wasn't there when I was born. He wasn't there when I turned 5. He wasn't there when I turned 12. He wasn't there when I graduated from high school. He wasn't there when I graduated from college. And he's still not here. So my point for telling you this story is not for you to feel sorry for me, but to be encouraged. And in my self-reflection, I realized that his absence greatly shaped my life and the nature of my relationships with my friends, my family, and those who came into it and went out of it. So I'm hoping that this particular segment inspires and encourages you to be the curator of your own health and happiness. No one can bring you joy. No one can help you solve all of your problems. No one's going to always be there for you in your times of need. But if you surround yourself with people who love, support, and are there for you through good or bad, unconditionally, these are the type of people worth having in your life. So until next time, I'm going to ask you to do me a favor, as I always do. Do something for yourself, do something for your health, and do something for someone else. And when you get a chance, log on to the livingwellwithwill.com platform, where you'll find all the resources you need to curate the healthy and happy life you deserve in mind, body, and spirit. Be happy, be healthy, always, and keep sharing those smiles.